Could axing frequent flyer points be key to helping cut New Zealand's greenhouse emissions? Greenpeace New Zealand is backing a UK government climate change committee report calling for air miles programs to be scrapped to reduce carbon emissions from the aviation industry. The report says the reward programs just encourage people to take more unnecessary flights. But those in the travel industry disagree and say while they're working to bring down their emissions, cutting rewards programs isn't the way. Nita Blakeperson has more.
Air New Zealand says the only hard part about Airpoints rewards is deciding what to spend them on. But a new UK government report suggests they shouldn't be spent on anything. In fact, they should be grounded altogether in a bid to reduce carbon emissions from flying. Dr. Russell Norman is Greenpeace New Zealand's executive director. He says cracking down on frequent flyers is a good idea and it's vital we find alternatives to flying.
The question you've got to ask yourself is, like, you know, why does it take 12 hours to go on a train from Auckland to Wellington? You know, we actually need to build a fast rail network, and the obvious place to start is the Auckland-Hamilton-Tauranga Triangle, where there's nearly half the population of the country lives. So let's start building a fast electric rail network that gives people real choices to either flying or driving a car, like actually being able to take a fast train.
Professor Rafe Chapman is the Director of Environmental Studies at Victoria University. He says people are becoming more cognizant of other ways to travel and we should carefully consider when we fly.
It's interesting that my university, Victoria University, has just announced a policy whereby all flying is going to be levied, a 5% levy, and that will be put into a pot and that will be used to try and persuade and offer people alternatives to flying and also offset flights. So there are lots of ways to skin the cat, but certainly something needs to be done to cut people's flying down.
Professor Chapman says placing higher charges on frequent flyers is another idea being touted to combat aviation emissions.
Well, the fundamental problem is that it persuades people to fly when they might not otherwise. So In a world where we're having to cut carbon emissions very rapidly to avoid catastrophic climate change, it's not cool to go flying unnecessarily. There's a lot of trips that people might take but don't really need to, and those should be cut out, not incentivized. So there should be penalties working against people flying rather than rewards encouraging them to fly.
But the Managing Director for Flight Centre, David Coombs, says that's not the case.
From our perspective, frequent flyer points and programs don't motivate travel. What they do motivate is loyalty to certain carriers. As a percentage of a total fare, you know, we definitely don't feel that it's impactful in determining whether people will travel or not.
He says work is underway to cut back on carbon emissions in the travel industry, but banning incentives like frequent flyer points isn't the way.
Look, I don't. I think there are much better ways to deal with it, and certainly the industry is very tuned into sustainability from airlines and also corporates and the way they develop their travel programs. The presence of frequent flyer points one way or the other, I don't believe would be impactful.
But Dr. Russell Norman says staying out of the sky is the only real way for New Zealanders to keep their flying emissions down.
The reality is that air travel produces a lot of emissions, and I think it's incumbent upon all of us to do as little of it as we possibly can, because we know that it burns fossil fuels. So there's just no way of getting around that.
For Checkpoint, Nita Blakeperson.
And Air New Zealand did not respond to requests for comment on that story.